Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, on this day in Tudor history, Sunday the 1st of September 1532, in a special ceremony at Windsor Castle, King Henry VIII elevated his sweetheart Anne Boleyn, who was daughter of the Earl of Wiltshire and Ormond, to the title of Marquess of Pembroke. Now, this was hugely significant because the title was given to Anne in her own right, and it was granted to Anne and her heirs male, whether legitimate or not. This title was also a new one and had been created by the king for the woman he was determined would soon be his wife. Of course, Pembroke was the birthplace of the king's father, King Henry VII, founder of the Tudor dynasty. And the king's great-uncle, Jasper Tudor, had been Earl of Pembroke, so there was significance there too. A record in letters and papers tells us that Anne was escorted into the king's presence at Windsor Castle by noblemen and officers at arms. The king was accompanied by Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, and also Anne's uncle, and Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, some other noblemen, and the ambassador of France. The Garter King at Arms bore Anne's patent of creation, while Mary Howard, Anne's cousin, bore her coronet and her mantle, which was of crimson velvet trimmed with ermine. Anne, who had her hair hanging loose and who was described as being dressed in a surcoat of crimson velvet furred with ermines with straight sleeves, was then led up to the king by the countesses of Rutland and Derby. Anne knelt before the king, and her patent, which had been given to Stephen Gardiner, Bishop of Winchester, was read out. Henry VIII then invested her as Marquess of Pembroke with the mantle and coronet, and gave her two patents, one of her creation as Marquess, and the other of £1,000 of lands. Anne thanked the king and returned to her chamber. Chronicler Edward Hall records that after the ceremony, King Henry VIII met with the French ambassador and a new league was concluded and sworn between France and England. The king's almoner, Dr. Fox, then made an eloquent oration in Latin in praise of peace, love and amity. After that, the king returned to the castle for a sumptuous banquet in honour of his sweetheart Anne Boleyn and her new title. Now, not only had Anne been made a peer in her own right, she'd also been made incredibly wealthy. £1,000 is worth over £300,000 in today's money, and that's what she was getting from her lands. She'd been made a fitting queen-in-waiting and consort for the forthcoming trip to Calais that the king had planned for them both. The aim of this trip to Calais was to get King Francis I of France's support for their marriage. I'm going to give you a link in the video description to see photos of the patents granted to Anne as Marquess of Pembroke. I want you to see them because they really are stunning documents. The British Library describes the documents as being written in Latin in a Gothic script decorated with the large historiated initial H, Henricus, or Henry, enclosing the imperial falcon of Anne Boleyn against a background of the royal colours, and followed by display script in gold. It goes on to say that the parchment, silk and gold of the document cost 18 shillings, equivalent to a month's wages for a craftsman. That's incredible. So do have a look at those photos because they really are stunning documents. So that's what happened on this day in Tudor history. In 1532, Anne Boleyn was elevated to Marquess of Pembroke to prepare her for a visit to Calais to meet King Francis I of France. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.